every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it's Wednesday here on the show. We're back. We were off for the holiday yesterday, which means we didn't get to talk about John Cena's final championship win. Happened on Monday night. And it's happening in advance of his final Raw appearance ever, coming up this Monday. So we'll tell you about that. Last night was also NXT, a show that I am convinced is written largely to troll myself, if I may say so. We'll tell you about everything that went down on the show last night. We've also got a big show for AEW tonight, 2.5 hours of Blood and Guts. We have a women's Blood and Guts match, a men's Blood and Guts match, a non-title Falls Count Anywhere match involving the AEW World Champion, and more. So we'll bring you up to speed on that. We can tell you about the Last Time Is Now tournament, speaking of trolling. We've also got another performers getting their own day in their hometown. I'm sure you can guess who it is. Updates on Lex Luger and Mick Foley, who are doing much better physically of late than they have been doing in a long time. So always good to have some good news on Wrestling Observer Live, because we don't always. And then we'll talk about the rest of the news as well, including the top merch sellers in WWE, The Rock's doing another movie, Eddie Kingston's wrapping up his indie career, Jericho made some interesting comments that have got a lot of people talking, Raw ratings, and plenty more. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us today, as always. And if you would like to send us a text message, the number is 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566, F4WOnline at gmail.com. F4W Online, Threads, Instagram, and Cameo, at Brian Alvarez, X and Blue Sky. Back in a moment with this show, After Dark Radio, radio later today, Observer Live.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline ticket, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Filthy Tom Lawler is joining us here today. What did you think of that NXT last night, Tom?
It was a show that happened. I haven't really thought one second of
since it
went down.
Yeah, you were texting me during the show. We'll talk about this later on tonight, meaning this afternoon. Sometimes I just want to start with it and just go for like an entire hour, but I know we got other things to talk about. Are you aware, Tom? Are you aware that this show is written just to irritate you and me? You ever notice that?
Sometimes it seems that way.
I have to mention this.
My beloved Speed.
I forget Speed. That's another issue entirely.
Not to me.
Do you know what they did on this show? I just want to get this out of the way now because I'm not going to talk about it during the actual review. Maybe I will more tomorrow with Vinny. But they did a segment early on with my beloved Ava backstage. And I swear to God, she's in the room with three men, okay? And she begins talking to these men. And I'm like, who in God's name are these three guys? Okay, the one guy is the guy that looks like he's 11, okay?
Brad Baylor.
I think that's Brad Baylor, okay? Don't answer this for me, Tom. So I think
But why? Because I'm going to prove to you that it's not that hard to remember.
I figured out Brad Baylor. That I'm like, okay, I know the other guy. That other guy there is his partner. But like, what the heck is that guy's name? And then they've got the champion. He's got the Evolve belt, okay? So, like, I have no idea who the champion is. I know you do. It doesn't matter. Here's the point. I have no idea who this guy is, okay? No idea whatsoever. So I think, okay, well, surely they will put a graphic up on the screen identifying these three men. Because, of course, these are Evolve talents here on the NXT show. Anybody want to bet if they identified any of these men during this segment? Not a single one of them did they identify. They didn't put one graphic up for all three. So I thought, okay, all right, that doesn't matter. You know what? Sometimes you got to take matters into your own hands when you're a talent. So I'm sure as they do this promo back and forth, either my beloved Ava or, you know, maybe the Evolve champion himself, maybe one of them will actually say their own name. Or maybe Ava will help us identify these three men. Not a single time did anybody in this segment say the name of the Evolve champion. They literally leave. I'm like, are you kidding me? Not one time during this segment did you identify. You've got to be kidding me. So then I'm hot. I'm like, here we go again. This stupid backstage graphic thing. So then there's a segment later, and who was in this segment? Anyway, the point is, there's two people backstage, and one of them is a man.
Sean Legacy?
No, don't spoil it here. One of them is a man, and he's talking to Ava, and I'm like, I know this guy, but I can't remember his name. What's his name? They don't put his name up on the screen. So he doesn't identify himself either. Nobody identifies him. So then,
That's untrue.
Okay, I gotta mute you. Can you just let me do this? You're so annoying. Where is this segment here? I gotta get it exactly now. Because Tom thinks he's right, but he's actually wrong. Where is it here? It was later on. Okay, I'm going to find it. I'm just going to take my time because I know I have it. Where is it? Why is this so hard? Why is everything about this show impossible? And Tom, of course, is not helping. Let's see. Okay. All right. So Ava is backstage meeting with a male human being, okay? There's no identification of this man whatsoever, okay? Now, to give this man credit, he says to Ava, I can't wait to put an end to Jackson Drake's Evolve title reign. I thought, finally. It's only been an hour, but finally somebody is smart enough to actually identify the Evolve champion. Congratulations, dude. So he identifies Jackson Drake. But then he doesn't bother to identify himself. So I'm like, okay, now I figured out that the champion is Jackson Drake. But like, I don't know who this guy is. But I think I've seen him before. So then Zaruka walks onto screen. And Zaruka says, hey, Legacy. No first name, by the way. They just called him Legacy. So then it's like, okay, that's Sean Legacy. All right. Thank you, Zaruka, for calling him Legacy. Now, as God is my witness, when they walk in and say, oh, hey, Legacy, for 1 second, and I am not exaggerating, on the screen flashes Sean Legacy Ava, and it's gone. It's gone. Disappeared into the thin air. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. And then, you know whose name they do put up on the screen? Sol Ruka and Zarya. You know who else's name they put on the screen? Thea Hale. JC Jane. Jordan Grace. Kalani Jordan. Like, they're throwing up the names of all of these people who we already know because they're actually on NXT every week. But the people they refuse to identify are the people from the internet show. God, I hate this show. Anything else you'd like to ruin now that you're unmuted? How hard is it to put graphics on the screen to identify your talent? Why do they do this all the time? There's only one person that cares, and it's me. So I'm the reason.
Yeah, who could be bothered to remember people that have been on the show multiple times?
How many times has the Evolve Champion been on the show?
I bet you five or six.
No way. Zero chance. You want me to go up right now?
Yeah.
I know Brad Baylor has.
They were partnered up with Ethan Page for a little bit, too. You probably forgot that. They mentioned that Sean Legacy was the one that was challenging.
How many times has Sol Ruka been on the show? But she needs a graphic? Ava needs a graphic? Javon Evans needs a graphic, but we don't need to put a graphic up for Jackson Drake.
Said the Vanity Project.
I'm going back here. I mean, the last time I could find him even being on the show was July when Ricky Saints beat him in a gauntlet match. And prior to that,
multiple backstage segments.
He had an 8-man tag in June. That's two. Yeah, that's it, buddy. Two appearances.
No. They did other segments as well.
I'm watching. I'm looking at it right now, dude. Two.
I didn't say matches. I said they've been on TV
five
or six times.
The point is, how about you get some graphics on your screen, okay? You want to talk about your speed title now?
You want to go to
I'll mute myself.
You want to go to the Brain Institute here so you can remember who some of these people are?
Dude, it's not about the Brain Institute, you idiot. Even if I knew who he was, you got to put a graphic up on the screen in case anybody else doesn't know who Jackson Drake is. Why would you put a graphic up for everybody who's normally on the show, but not two guys that have had two appearances in the last 6 months? Hello? Why am I arguing this with you?
Probably because they were
more interested
in pushing the Vanity Project as a whole.
They didn't even put Vanity Project on the screen.
Oh, I bet you they did.
No, dude. I'm watching the show.
Why don't you mute me so I can go back and watch it?
No, what I'm going to do is I'm going to mute myself and you can talk about the speed title. Your beloved speed.
It's not what I asked
for. Oh, now you're angry? All right.
Now I'm angry?
Yeah.
I'm the one that got shut down and turned off earlier.
Because I'm trying to tell a
story. Do I sound angry?
Have you ever heard the story of the three little pigs? Imagine if I start telling this story and then you bring up, last pig's got bricks. How about you wait till I get there? Why are you ruining the story before I even get through the story? Come on. I'm a storyteller here. Don't do spoilers that later somebody announces a guy's name. Golly. The last pig does have bricks. That's how he builds a house. But you don't tell that part at the beginning of the story. You wait. You build it up.
That is certainly not even the same argument. We're talking about being able to identify people with your own eyes who you have seen multiple times with those very eyes before.
No, it's stupid.
There's other things to be angry about, like speed.
Okay, we'll do speed after the break. I'll mute myself. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless awareness of your medical conditions as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live, Filthy Tom Lawler. Notice I verbally identify myself and my co-host, as well as the deep voice man. Hey, remember Mike Sempervivi, Tom?
Yeah.
I cannot believe that our chat here actually believed that he regularly got suspended and was not allowed to do the show. Guys.
No, he's not that lucky.
Guys, it was a work. Anytime you had a day off, we did a work suspension. I have to actually explain this. God. Lord help me. Tom, go ahead. Talk about your speech.
Hello?
I turned myself off so he could talk about it.
Oh,
thank you for the graphic. Tom Lawler just got put on the screen.
Might want to give me a little Iggy, a heads up there.
I told you before the break. And during the break when we kept arguing about names.
Speed.
Not happy.
WWE Speed. Something I used to love. I would look forward to every single week. It's over. I no longer look forward to watching WWE Speed. We have now the worst Speed champion in the history of WWE Speed. A man who shows no urgency, no desire, it looks like, to actually win in a quick fashion. No desire to put on an entertaining show for the fans. This man is the antithesis of what we came to love with WWE Speed. He's letting the chain hang low. Jasper Troy is your new WWE Speed champion. And you know what?
What's that?
You know who I have to blame? Is a man that I used to have a lot of respect for. A man that was there in the early days of New Japan Strong when we held it down during the pandemic. And that's referee Jeremy Marcus.
Mm.
But Jeremy Marcus went out there and he did something that quite frankly disgusts me. He did something that no man should have done. And that was allow Jasper Troy to win the Speed title.
Yeah. You know the best part of it was?
He kicked out Rayo and Bravo from ringside. He stopped El Grande Americano from headbutting Jasper Troy and winning. And instead, now we're left with this.
Did you notice that in the very next match, a whole bunch of people interfered repeatedly throughout the match and the referee did not eject them? Did you notice that? Did you notice that Jasper Troy did a promo in the parking lot where he said, and I quote, "I am not known for my speed."
Yeah, and then even better, Dark State just took his cameraman and ended his promo.
Yeah.
They're like, hey, rah, caused a bunch of commotion. And the cameraman was like, all right, well, I'm with them now.
Yeah. Then they announced Javon and Leon are getting a shot at Dark State for the titles next week. And the segment ended with Leon and Javon laying them out and making them look stupid. I was like, yep, going to beat them next week. Because it's very important that Jasper Troy is a champion at NXT And Javon Evans has never won a title of any sort in the entire company in the 18 months that he's been on television. Very important, Jasper Troy. Have I ever mentioned I hate this show? I don't know what I felt last week, but this week I hate it. And I think I'm done talking about it for the entire day. I just can't take anymore.
Hey, get this.
What's that?
As reported earlier by The Ring's Mike Coppinger, Jake Paul is going to go from fighting Gervonta Tank Davis to then calling out Francis Ngannou and being blown off to now fighting Anthony Joshua, a man who creamed Francis Ngannou, flatlined him just last year. The former world heavyweight champion is going to knock Jake Paul's head off, it sounds like.
Wow. I thought you were going to say he was going to face
Jasper Troy. I'd tune into that.
Yeah.
I'd look forward to that.
Well, I hope that Tony Khan sends a holiday card to the folks at NXT, because no matter what happens tonight at Blood and Guts, it will not be worse than last night's NXT. So they've got a show coming up. It is 2.5 hours long. We got two Blood and Guts matches, as well as an AEW non-title match involving the champion. Anyway, we got Women's Blood and Guts, Mina Shirakawa, Chris Statlander, Toni Storm, Jamie Hayter, Willow Nightingale, and Harley Cameron versus Tekla, Sky Blue, Julia Hart, Marina Shafir, Megan Bain, and Mercedes Moné. 6-on-6. For the men, it's 5-on-5. John Moxley, Wheeler, Yuta, Claudio, and Pac. Oh, no, it's Daniel Garcia. It is 6. Versus Mark Briscoe, Orange Cassidy, Darby Allin, Roderick Strong, and Kyle O'Reilly. Actually, that's 5.
That's 5.
Yeah, 5-on-5. 5-on-5 and 6-on-6. Whatever. Who cares? There's no rules here.
So it's Moxley, Claudio, Pac, Wheeler, and Garcia, right?
Yes.
5. Is that everybody that's in the Death Riders? And Marina, but
Marina's in the other match. So yeah, 5-on-5 and 6-on-6. And then we've got Hangman Page and Powerhouse Hobbs, non-title, Falls Count Anywhere match.
So, I like the setup for that last week. They made Hobbs look powerful.
He was very
in that
powerful
main event.
In that match, yes. Hopefully whatever happens tonight, Joe gets some shine, because they're just doing that rematch again for literally no reason. I mean, Hangman beat him clean in the middle. The reason, I guess, is that Joe's angry. So he needs to destroy Hangman at some point prior to this upcoming pay-per-view. So, obviously, for the women, the heels, I think the heels have the advantage for the women, right? Because Harley got pinned, which was
That's
stupid.
Right.
And for the men, the baby faces have the advantage.
I'm telling you, it sounds stupid, but I got a feeling that her and Willow are winning those tag titles.
They might. It's possible.
And hey, maybe Harley's the one that gets the big win tonight for her team. Although there's a lot of ways that this one could play out.
I think for the men, I think the easiest thing to do is one of these guys needs to get beat up before the match.
Like Brian Pillman style?
He needs to be taken out, and so the heels still have the advantage, and then he can return at the end, so he's still actually in the match.
Yeah, Darby sneaks in there like he's Brian Pillman at Wrestle War or whatever, 91, and he gets beat up. You remember that? That was one of my favorite memories in wrestling history. Sid powerbombing Pillman up into the cage.
That was not one of Pillman's favorite memories.
Well, does he remember it at all? He got powerbombed right on his head. But it made the match awesome, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it's always bad when one accident occurs, which causes another accident to occur immediately after. He was powerbombed, he hit his head on the cage, which caused the powerbomb to go wrong, and he powerbombed on his head. That sucked. By the way, I wasn't going to talk anymore about NXT, but hopefully Trick is okay, because they did a spot where he got sent through the barricade. But unfortunately, behind the barricade is another metal barricade. And he went through this first barricade like butter and frickin' bing! Banged his head on the metal. And you see the ref go over to him. And the ref goes, "Are you okay?" And he goes, "Yeah." And then the ref goes, "Are you sure?" And then apparently he thought he was sure, so they let him wrestle. I thought the ref was supposed to be a little more, "Are you sure?" he asked. I don't know about the idea of asking the talent. What did you think of John Cena's title win on Raw?
I mean, I'm okay with the happening. I wasn't, like, the match was there, you know? I thought the finish was so weird. I mean, I understand what they're going for, but, like, there's no momentum on the roll through.
No.
John Cena just eats the frog splash from Dominic and then decides he's going to back roll and stand up and hit the AA. The crowd was going crazy. John Cena looked like he was having the time of his life. I don't know what else you want from his final appearance in Boston. I know you didn't like taking the belt off Dominic, but in the long run.
No, I don't care about that. I just don't want him to lose his last match. I don't care about beating Dom. I mean, it would be better if Dom beat him, but I just don't want him to lose his last match. I think it's a stupid idea.
How awesome will it be when he beats Gunther? He taps Gunther out with the STFU and then celebrates with that Intercontinental title with, you got all the heads of state and politicians behind him giving him the salute.
Maybe he can hand that belt over to one of them. That'll be the end of the Intercontinental title. John Cena Day in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
Maybe they'll put it up for the winner of the National Presidential Fitness Award.
Could do
could
that.
Could be the new Intercontinental Champion.
Could do that. Is it an easy thing with Gunther? Because Gunther retired Goldberg, so he can point out how he's going to retire two legends in the same year. There's no way he's beating Cena. They just can't do this. It'd be such a stupid idea. John Cena, you know what he should do? He should win that last match. And then he should announce that I am vacating the Intercontinental title and it is going to a tournament of NXT wrestlers and whoever gets the belt is the winner. That's what he should do. Or I got another one after the break. Observer Live.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So they've already announced on Saturday night's main event. By the way, I'm Brian Alvarez. Tom Lawler's joining us, Wrestling Observer Live. Can we get a graphic up for me, please? So anyway, they've already announced there's going to be main roster. Thank you. Main roster versus NXT matches at that Saturday night's main event. So what if John Cena went on first? You do the match. You beat Gunther. You have as much time as you need for a long celebration. Everybody's all happy and sad at the same time. And then you have the guy announce, it's my last match. I'm vacating this title. And it will go tonight to the winner of a tournament featuring these men who are showcase matches on this show. And then you do that little tournament, and then whoever ends up winning the mini tournament is the new Intercontinental Champion. So even though they didn't beat John Cena to win that belt, they won the title directly from him on his final night on what I'm sure will be a hugely viewed program.
Yeah, so that even if he doesn't lose, John Cena gives somebody the rub.
Yes, he passes it on to them that night.
Yes, John Cena giving somebody the rub, which is your biggest fantasy.
Excuse me? So anyway, that's what I think they should do. Because for some reason, even though the show's on Peacock, they do have like a time limit. And so I don't want it to be like one of those deals where, you know, John Cena goes on last, you end up being rushed for time, you don't get to really do much of a post-match, so just put it on first. Then do those showcase matches in a tournament afterwards.
I tried to get rid of old Peacock there last week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they sent me an offer I could not refuse.
What's that, free?
$40 for the year.
Wow.
I said, you know what, I'll take it.
They are desperate. Did you hear about Mick Foley?
Yeah, when he got thrown off the cage?
So Mick Foley feels crazy. Great because he recently had his hip and his knees replaced. And he says he feels so good that he called Kevin Nash and he told him, you know something amazing happened today? I actually passed somebody in the airport. He walked around somebody. He was moving so quickly. So anyway, he noted that
it was me.
Well, that's why I bring this up.
No.
He said his hip was replaced.
Actually, you know what? He was at Relentless, their last show.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oddly enough. Sorry.
He said, once
mute me if you want.
Once I realized there was no hope, once I had the hip followed by the knee, it was like a new lease on life. He said his body is still worse off than most people who haven't taken his level of damage, but he feels better than he did 15 years ago. He said that his doctor told him, are you ready for this? His hip was the worst the doctor had ever seen. He didn't know how Foley was able to walk. But they fixed it, and he's back to normal. I knew you'd like that one, Tom.
I might have to hit up old Mick Foley. I might have to send him a message.
Are you guys going to go back and forth? And
yeah. Why not?
Exchange pictures of your hips?
Yeah, I think so. I've met him a few times. Nice guy.
He is a nice guy.
Sparked up a conversation with me.
Yeah.
Big fan.
You could get a cameo, but I think he's taking the month off. So you should get a cameo from me, F4W Online on Cameo. I will try and do as well as Mick Foley. So there you go. Priscilla Kelly did an interview and said that people overestimate how much money wrestlers make in NXT. She said some contracts in NXT as low as $30,000 a year, and the deals do not go much higher than that. I was always under the impression that If you're a main NXT roster star, you're around 75,000. But she claims not much higher than 30,000.
Yeah. Is that after you take out taxes and everything? I mean, that is an extremely low salary in today's world. 30,000, even
well,
if
I think
you are a trainee.
Florida's what? No income tax?
There's no state income tax.
Yeah, so there's at least that. But it is expensive to live there.
Well, it depends where you live. But, I mean, if you're living in Orlando, yeah, it's not cheap.
Well, she will be on the show we're on, The Relentless Show, November 22nd.
Who's this? Priscilla Kelly?
Yeah.
Yeah, she will also be at MLW 2 days before that.
Wow.
The MLW versus Don Gato show in Charleston, South Carolina, taking on Shotzi Blackheart. So I'll get to see Priscilla Kelly in action two times.
Maybe we should do a poll to determine what we should do on that show. Because we ain't wrestling. Tell you that much.
Yeah, I think Royce is just going to get in the ring and stretch you.
I want to corner. Who's he facing?
Cedric Alexander.
All right, you corner Cedric. I'll corner Royce.
This is not our idea to make. I don't know.
Of course it's not. Of course it's not our idea to make. But like, we got to do something when we go out there, right? November 22nd, everybody. We're going to be there. It's going to be awesome.
I'm going to interview people in the crowd.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I'm going to be like Nina Drama.
Until I mute your mic as you're doing it. So you know what WWE did? They sent out a list. This is a classic. The top merchandise sellers of 2025. But then they didn't rank them by who sold the most. Well, what the heck good is this? Like Roman Reigns and Rhea Ripley and John Cena.
It's just a list
Jey
of their
Uso
stars.
Jey Uso and Cody and Punk and like, hello, I could have told you that.
Is there anybody in there that snuck in who you wouldn't expect?
Well, actually, the closest to sneaking in would actually be AJ Lee because she's only been around. Wow. She was only around. She returned in September, and she's in the top 10 list. So she must have sold a ton of merch.
That is crazy.
Is that Chase saying?
It was unknown, actually. So
anyway. So, yeah, they're the top merch sellers. Alexa Bliss, AJ, CM Punk, Cody Rhodes, Jacob Fatu.
Alexa Bliss, too.
Yeah. Not Charlotte. Jey Uso, John Cena, Penta, Rhea Ripley, and Roman Reigns.
Half the crowd hated her. More than half the crowd hated her for more than half the year until she partnered up with Alexa. Which, you know, I know they're not the tag champs any longer after losing to the Kabuki Warriors on Monday night, which you also haven't talked about on this show since there was no show yesterday.
Yeah.
But I would like to see them paired together. Maybe they don't have to continually team every week, but at least keeping them aligned, because I think it's done a really good job of getting Charlotte back into the role as a babyface.
Well, I think if anything else, it's just them being together. Charlotte appears to be enjoying her life now.
Yes.
So that's at least a positive.
It's like they try to not be friends in the act, but you can clearly tell Charlotte is loving it.
Well, so. I know. So they should just be friends, because the awkward, not really friends, I just find these segments like excruciating to watch.
I think they're now friends. I think they
After
are
they
friends
lost the titles?
Okay. Well, I think they were friends before, because they came out and they did the love hand signal thing together before the match. And I was like, oh boy, you guys are losing.
You know, Tom, sometimes failure brings people together. You know what I mean?
Sometimes it drives them further apart as well.
But I will say that John Cena probably was a top merch seller. And I could tell that just by watching the shows. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. What else do we have here? Eddie Kingston is wrapping up his indie career, he says. Will no longer be working indie dates. It's his final indie run, he says. He's got Beyond Wrestling, Pro Wrestling Junkie. Should bring him in for this show on November 22nd. And he's going to be wrapping up all of his indies after all of these shows. Wrestling Junkies Damaged Goods 3, I think, is one of his final shows as well. We had Jericho on his podcast putting over TNA, which, of course, has everybody talking.
What an interesting set of comments he made there.
I was so impressed with Bound for Glory, he said. He was so impressed. That crowd looked huge. It was a WWE level crowd. Place was packed. I was watching this, not saying anything out of school here, but comparing it to watching Dynamite when we were at the ECW Arena, which looked like a Tony Condello taping. Wow.
That was the comment that I was like, you could have just left it at putting over TNA, but bringing up the ECW arena tapings and burying them,
comparing it to deeper a Tony
than a
Condello
Philly mobster.
Ugh. I howled at that one. So anyway, I don't think he's long for AEW, or he's working everybody, and they've got a new deal, and he's going to debut tonight. Let me say
Brian,
this. Yes.
Okay. No, continue on, because I
just want to say something very quickly. Point. I don't think Chris Jericho, but I do think there's a chance we're going to see a surprise return on AEW tonight. I don't know this really at all, but I heard something over the weekend where I think it's possible. So we'll see. Not Britt Baker. Anyway.
Brian, you brought up ticket sales earlier.
Yes.
Right? Big shows. It looked like a WWE show. How about the tickets for this Tokyo Dome show from New Japan?
What are they at now? 35? 39?
I think they were talking about they're going to have to open up the outfield.
Wow.
Soon in the stands. So that would be like probably, I don't know, 40,000 they're looking at.
Tanahashi's last match
against Okada on the undercard of Shuri versus Saya.
It's not on the undercard. I'll bet you anything it's closing the show. Tanahashi's match is closing the show.
By Okada's talk, it sounds like it, but hey, if I'm in charge, I'm putting Shuji and I'm putting Takeshita on in that last spot. Okada's not carrying New Japan into the future. Sorry, guys. And neither is Tanahashi. There might be Tanahashi is in a way, but you got to put on that double title match last. One of the two.
Not happening, brother.
No?
Tanahashi is going to go on last.
Well, you also have to remember this show, right? Is going to be on TV, I believe. I think they're getting a slot on broadcast TV. So you're going to have Aaron Wolf and Evil on there as well, 100%.
God, are you sure you want that? Sure you want to expose Aaron Wolf to the masses after his last two run-ins?
Listen,
Good Lord.
You could say whatever you want, but years ago when I went to Totacon, there's like so many items in there that you can buy. Some of them are here behind me. I bought an Antonio Inoki and Ali program from that event for $100. Okay. There were three things in there that I remember being higher price than anything else, like $15,000 each. One was an Inoki robe. Okay.
That he actually wore?
Yeah.
Wow.
One was Andy Hoog's sparring gear and shorts.
Wow.
Right. And then the third one was an Aaron Wolf judo gi from the Olympics.
Well, it's from the Olympics. I mean, hey, listen, he's a huge name. It's a big deal. He just looks like he sucks. That's the problem. I mean that in the nicest way possible. Actually, I don't. He just looks like he sucks. So, like, he's got, what, it's November 12th? He's got 2 months to not suck. Otherwise, I don't know if I'd want that on national TV.
Yeah, maybe they'll just have to defer and bring back his brother, Blue Wolf, and we can all rejoice.
You mean Wolf Blue? I'm glad you dropped the Wolf Aaron. Yeah, you did. You forgot.
I did forget.
It's all right. Blood and Guts, by the way, is at 4,800 tickets out. They got 314 tickets remaining for their setup here.
Whoa.
So I guess we're going to the break, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Tom, today is a big anniversary day. Filthy Tom Lawler, Wrestling Observer Live.
That's right, November 12th. I'm just doing this off the top of my head, but I believe 1993.
Yes.
From McNichols Arena in Denver, Colorado, the first ever UFC took place. First ever bout, Gerard Gordeau kicking Taylor Tooley's tooth.
Yes.
Through his mouth.
Yes.
Into the crowd.
Disgusting.
They stopped it, and Hoist Gracie ended up winning that event. I think he beat Gordeau in the finals, actually, and kind of revolutionized combat sports as we know it. Of course, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu became one of the primary arts practiced throughout the world, one of the biggest practitioner sports probably going today. And the UFC is now the biggest pro wrestling company in the world all these years later.
All right, everybody.
32 years.
There is an After Dark Radio, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern today. We have a special guest, and Darcy Weir of the OccultJourneys.com website. They cover everything. Bigfoot, UFOs, underwater bases. It's going to be awesome. 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern today, however you're listening
Skunk
to the show.
Skunk Ape.
Yeah. The Yaren. I'm going to go on and on. The Yeti. The Yeti. We're going to talk all of that on After Dark Radio today. 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, Sports Byline Broadcasting.
I dated all of them.
However you're listening to this show, you can listen to After Dark Live at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern. So check it out, and I'll be back for that in an hour. And Tom, we'll see you again soon, right, brother?
Maybe, if I'm not muted.
If you're not suspended, like Sempervivi was many times. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.